This is NPR.
The U.S. government has declassified a Justice Department memo from 2003 that allowed the U.S. Army at the time to use harsh interrogation techniques. The 81-page document also lays out sweeping wartime powers for President Bush. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
The public has seen memos that authorized the CIA to conduct harsh interrogations, but this is the first time we've seen the legal analysis that Army interrogators relied on for harsh interrogations. The 81-page memo says military interrogators are not bound by laws and treaties banning torture because the president's wartime powers trump those rules. Jamil Jaffer is with the ACLU, which fought for the memo's release.
I think the whole point of this memo is to remove any possible legal constraint on the interrogation of prisoners.
The document was written by former justice official John Yoo and sent to the Pentagon's top lawyer, William Haynes. It was rescinded 9 months after it was issued, and the Army has since explicitly outlawed many of the interrogation practices that the memo said were okay.
NPR's Ari Shapiro reporting. President Bush is in Bucharest during his last NATO summit, where he spoke this morning to NATO allies. Bush is pressing NATO allies to keep the door open to former Soviet states to join the alliance. And he wants allies to step up the fight in Afghanistan. Here's what he said.
We need to take the words of the enemy seriously. The terrorist threat is real, it is deadly, and defeating this enemy is the top priority of NATO.
Along with Afghanistan, Bush talked about missile defense, Iraq, and the fight against al-Qaeda. Bush is also lobbying allies to expand the alliance by inviting in Croatia, Albania, and Macedonia. And he wants to give former Soviet states Ukraine and Georgia a path toward future alliance membership. In a televised address, French President Nicolas Sarkozy appealed to the leader of Colombia's Marxist rebels to release Colombian French hostage Ingrid Betancourt. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Puisqu'il suffit désormais d'une décision de votre part.
In the end, it is your decision if you want to save a woman from death, Sarkozy told FARC leader Manuel Marulanda in his first direct appeal to the rebels. The French president has also sent a humanitarian mission to make contact with the FARC. Meanwhile, Sarkozy's Colombian counterpart, Alvaro Uribe, has agreed to suspend military operations in southeastern Colombia to allow the deployment of a medical mission to treat Betancourt. The campaign to release Betancourt has taken on new urgency. The 46-year-old former presidential candidate, who has become the international face of the Colombian hostage crisis, is said to be gravely ill after 6 years in captivity in the Colombian jungle. She is also reportedly on a hunger strike. Betancourt's children live in Paris and are involved in the campaign for her release.
Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Paris. And a handful of U.S. lawmakers have weighed in on the Beijing Olympics this year. Yesterday, 15 House members asked President Bush to cancel his plans to attend the Games this summer because of China's human rights record. The call follows comments from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who earlier said Bush should boycott the August 8th opening ceremony. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.